The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Well, today we're going to be talking about our savings, investment, and protection program, and we're also going to be talking about another plan that we have here in the office. But before we jump into the details, it is my privilege to have George Amador III join me again. George, it's great to have you back.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me again.
Now, this is a special treat because usually my listeners for the last 20 something years, every year they get to just hear me. But these 2 weeks, I felt it was so important after our discussion that we had last week where we were talking about the big reveal, we're talking about the stress fractures that people could see on their financial plans as they walk through COVID. And we both of us had talked a lot about the importance of making sure we had savings, investments, and protection in place. Well, then it made sense to have you come back and let's dive into detail on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been really cool. You know, as a new member of the team, actually now it's almost been a full year,
which is crazy
to think
we're
about.
We're moving past that new member. You're new to my radio members now, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really cool to collaborate and really bring expertise that this office has, expertise that I've had in different areas, and really kind of package it all together to really talk about, okay, there's a lot of things that Crystal Clear Finances does extremely well, right? And it's confidence for their clients. It's their clients
Absolutely.
Having that confidence.
Yes.
It's clarity, right? Being
yes.
crystal clear. It's all of the word plays that we can do
yes.
today, right? But the idea of having what you have done for years and years and years with clients of putting together a plan
right.
that has savings, investment, protection, well, I think, you know, why not package it all together and give it a cool name and say, okay, you know what? This is a plan that we can actually say to an individual, now you have the Crystal Clear Finances SIP, Savings, Investment, Protection. And I love that.
And I love that. And what's been so good, George, is that as we've started working together more and more, to me, it was always there. It was in my mind. It was something that I was walking through with the clients. But I never thought, gee, maybe we should write it down. Maybe we should actually have a menu that our clients can look at and say, yeah, that's me right there. I want this in there. So thank you for pulling that out of my mind and saying, okay, let's get this on paper.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. I wish our listeners could see right now. If you saw, well, maybe it's good, George, if they can't see, because at the radio desk in our podcast room here, we have papers all over the place showing our new brochures that are literally outlining our saving, investment, and protection program and our other pieces that go with it. So let's walk through that together.
Absolutely. And it's really cool and unique. I think, you know, what existing clients and new clients will start to see as they come into the Crystal Clear Finances is we've actually built a full menu
yes.
of services that we have. And it's something that, again, we've always had.
We've always been right? doing this.
All of these services are nothing new. And this is all here at the Crystal Clear Finances. One may be a little bit new, but
we'll talk about that one.
Yeah. We've really had all of these services for years and years and years. And now it's just, I think it's great to put it on paper and allow people to see, you know what, this is what I need right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is good for something that I'm going to need in the future, but at least it's putting pen to paper and really allowing individuals to go, I need this. I don't need this right yet. And I think, again, just bringing another level of clarity to the mystery, unfortunately, that is sometimes financial planning.
Right. And what I've liked is that individuals, especially, and I know I'm jumping way ahead, George, but I'll come back, is on that retirement transition and tax projection plan, people didn't even realize, oh, there's an option to do that.
Yeah.
They've been so, and as I've watched this, as people are leading up to retirement, George, they're nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are not in that stage are so jealous. They're like, what do you mean you're nervous? It's time to retire. Just sign the little box and say, yes, you want to do it. And they don't see the stress because now all of a sudden you're going from that steady Eddie paycheck that was coming in to say, hopefully I did enough planning, and what if I didn't? And so in a little bit later on in our conversation today, I'd like to dive into that because you were especially, even though we had been doing part of it, we didn't have the tax projection part like we do now.
Mm-hmm.
What a feature. But first, let's start at the beginning, right where we need to. And let's talk about the Savings, Investment, and Protection Program, or SIP.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, as clients who have been here or listening, or brand new clients, when we have a conversation with any new individual who comes into the office, right, we talk about what are your goals, what are your needs, the things, how do we get on the same page as you and talk about money. But another part of the initial conversation that is very important is for you to understand how we think. Right, as investors or as financial planners. And so the Savings Investment Protection Plan, again, is something that we've been accustomed to for years. However, now we can really put it on paper to say this is what it is. So what is the Savings Investment Protection Plan? Essentially, it allows for us to talk about the three main components that every financial plan should have.
Right.
Savings, safe money, easily accessible, tax-free money, right?
Right.
Investments, growth-oriented, a little bit of risk. Maybe there's some downs, but there's definitely some ups that are in the investment piece. And then protection is we have to make sure that we're protecting all components of our finances in case anything happens that we can't, you know, plan for.
Absolutely. And when I look at savings, you know, a lot of times I think it gets a bad rap, George, because people will say, I'm getting point nothing at my bank. Why in the world would I want to save? Yeah. And I can understand that. But if we go back to our philosophy, we like to see our clients keep at least 2 weeks living expense at home, not in the mattress, but in a safe. And you can look at that right there, George, and say, well, that doesn't make you any money.
Yeah.
Right. But it's going to let you sleep good at night. And if there's an emergency, you literally just roll out of bed, unlock the safe, and you've got cash on hand.
Sure.
We also like to see that they have at least 1 month of living expense at a local bank. And I know some people are saying, 1 month? I thought you're supposed to have 6 months living expense. And you should, but it just shouldn't all be in a bank getting point nothing.
Yep.
And I want to speak to that just for a minute, because a lot of times there's a misconception that people think, nope, I need to have 6 months living expense, getting point nothing at a local bank. And boy, I am just, that is a great part of my plan.
Absolutely. And we have to talk about and differentiate savings as a bucket of money and your emergency fund.
Thank you.
Right? There's a difference there. Your emergency fund is money that you are going to use in case of an emergency. Mm-hmm. You lose a job, your car breaks down, the home needs repair. This is money that, okay, something came up, it's an emergency, I need to use this, and I have that money. So, to be honest, should that money be making you money? Not really. I mean, if it does, it's a plus, but the goal of that money is I need it accessible to me.
Right.
Versus savings as a piece of the financial plan, this is money that is, again, tax-free. This is money that's easily accessible and it is growing. Now,
right,
when I say safe money, when I say growing, you don't have to think growing like the stock market growing, growing like the double-digit return growing.
Oh, no.
This is just money that is growing with the eighth wonder of the world, compounding interest, right? And so the idea here is I need to have money that's growing for me at a steady rate, where I can use other people's money that I don't have to touch this, but I can if I need to, to allow myself to build that foundation to be able to then go focus on the risk and the growth assets.
Right. And George, I think this is one of the most overlooked places because people are so excited about the investment, which is part of our SIP program. But the point of the matter is if we put everything in investment, and this is what we talked on a previous program, then we get into that silver bullet mentality that everything's going to go into investments and it's going to make us be able to retire and live happily ever after. And that's not the way it works all the time.
Yeah.
We have to have safe money, but we have to have safe money that's still growing for us. And that's why it's different than that emergency money or the money that you have at home and in your coffee can or in your safe. I know I'm showing my age there, right? In the coffee can. But what we want to do is we want to realize that that is part of that program. And George, I believe a lot of people don't know how to do that. And that's why you see people hesitant to even build a savings.
Correct. And rightfully so. I think sometimes when you look at it and go, just like you said, I'm not earning anything, right? Years ago, when you're earning stuff in a bank account, that's different. However, in the financial times that we live in, with the economics where they are, unfortunately, as everybody knows listening, you can't make tons of money at the bank.
No.
And that's just where we are living in life.
They can make money, but our depositors can't. Just wanted to put that little thing in
the
there.
The bank is always making money, right?
Yes.
But at the end of the day, the money that you're putting in a savings account is unfortunately not earning you anything right now. And so until that changes, and hopefully someday maybe it will change, but until that changes, there has to be another way to make money. And there has to be another way to make money that is safe, that is not just risk-oriented. And the way you do that is providing individuals that we do at Crystal Clear Finances different options that allow for safe growth, tax-free compound interest. All of those pieces are needed mm-hmm. to make up that green tank or that safe money.
Right. And that is just one component of our SIP program.
Correct.
But to me, it's the foundational component, because that's what I look at first. Even though I can help with the investments, even though we can help with protection and all the other areas, I want to make sure if something like a COVID happens again, I know my client can turn over and they can get cash on hand, they can cash from the bank, and then they can get their safe money if needed. Yep. And we literally plan for bad news, plan for bad things to happen, so we're ready for it.
Totally.
And that's what this part of the program is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the biggest thing is it's got to be accessible to you when you need it. You know, at the end of the day, when we look at COVID-19, this is a great example. The individuals who we have worked with who have a SIP plan in place, mm-hmm. a savings investment protection plan in place, were the people not calling us every day.
Yeah, honestly, that is so true.
Because they know that in a market downturn, mm-hmm. yes, the investments may go down. However, I have a whole bucket of money that is safe, that is accessible, and I don't need to go sell my investments at a loss to make sure I can live every day.
And that is so critical right there, George. If we just take 30 seconds to just hammer on that, because many people have sold investments while the market was down, which is the worst time to sell it because they didn't have the proper savings in place. And I think that's really where a financial planner worth their salt knows to say, listen, I'm not just going to give you investment advice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and look at everything. And I'm going to show you also how to put savings in place so that you're protected.
And that's why we're CFPs, right? That's why we're not just an investment advisor saying, hey, how much money do you have? And let me manage it, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of times, even if people have money to manage, the first gap I see in a person's finances is that safe tank, is that savings tank. And so we have to start there. And being a certified financial planner, not just an investment advisor, mm-hmm. allows us to bring about that comprehensive plan that allows us to put savings with investments with protection.
Excellent. Well, what I'm going to do, let's just take a quick 60-second break. Then we're going to come back. And what I want to talk about is the investments, the protection. Then I also want to make sure we talk on the other one, which seems to be a very exciting step that people are taking when it comes to our retirement transition and tax projection plan. Although our nation is going back to work and the market is responding, how do you personally build your business, recover your investments, and restore positive cash flow? Evaluating the financial impact of COVID with a certified financial planner from Crystal Clear Finances can help identify strengths and recognize stress fractures within your financial plan. These critical insights can provide guidance, and with the right adjustments, you can confidently experience personal financial recovery. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and experience confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. Such a pleasure to be with you each and every week. I am excited because George Amador III, the certified financial planner within our office, is joining me today. George, it's great to have you here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Well, today we're talking about the Savings, Investment, and Protection Program, our SIP program, and our menu of selections, because for over 20 years, we have sat down with clients and said, hey, here's the path to take. And then George, when you joined the team, said, you got that in writing somewhere? And so George has been very instrumental in saying, hey, let's get this menu down so that people literally can sit down and say, yes, I love that SIP program. That's what I want. But hey, what about comprehensive financial plans? What about a retirement transition and taxation projection plan? We got a lot going on here, George. So let's jump in. Let's finish up the SIP, because that is by far one that I see individuals using over and over and making a difference in their life so that they can have confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the SIP is something we've been doing at this office for years and years. And really, it's savings, safe money, investments, a little bit of risk money, and protection. And so we talked all about the savings before the break. Investments is what we know as investments, right? Stock market, bond market, can be real estate you own, can be a business you own, royalties from a book or a song you've written. Like, those are different pieces of investments. Comes with a little bit of risk, but where I think most people tend to start is most people think, until I have this, I can't go talk to an advice financial planner. Right. And that's not the case with the savings investment protection, because it's not just about money to be managed, although that is a second piece.
Right.
We do manage the money. We do offer investment planning and portfolio management, but there's also the piece of the savings and then also the protection, right? The protection to allow for, to make sure that just like you have homeowners insurance when you own a home, or car insurance when you drive a car, protecting your life, protecting against disability, protecting against long-term care and medical reasons are all reasons to have insurance, to make sure that your savings and investments, your spouse, your children, your house, whatever it may be, is protected in case of an unforeseen event.
Exactly. And you know, when we go through this saving, investment, and protection program, one of the things in the investments, and I love what you said, many people have the misconception to think, oh, that's just, oh, I'm going to do investments in the market. But it can be business owners. And we have many business owners here at Crystal Clear Finances. I love sitting down. We have software that we use that literally says, okay, so if the business is your yellow tank, if the business is your investment, what do you need to be able to sell it at in order for you to be able to retire at the current lifestyle you have now, adjusted for inflation? And being able, George, to pull that up so that clients can see it. And I love it because this software also allows us not only to put the business and the value of the business and what it's generating, but a lot of times businesses cover some personal expenses that once you sell the business, voila, you now have to pay those expenses yourself. Yeah. So under that investment canopy, understand that there is not only stock market investments, but like you said, George, we have a lot of real estate owners, business owners, and walking through that to know how to properly position is just as important in putting this plan together.
For sure. And it's not just the person who doesn't have it or has it, and you have to make sure that it all works. Just like you said, with a business owner, a lot of, and I know this growing up with small business, now owning a business and all this stuff, the business is your life, right?
Yeah.
And so as a small business owner, savings, investment, protection is all tied into that business.
Oh, absolutely.
And usually is your savings, investment, and protection, right? And so now we have to talk about, okay, if that business is gone, I either want to retire or I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. How can I make sure that that business equals these three buckets? What is the value of my business? How do I know how to sell it? What are the tax ramifications if I do? So it's not just, hey, I need to buy some insurance. Hey, I need to manage some investments. It's all areas of life that savings, investment, protection, the SIP program can meet.
Absolutely. And then let's just close up on the protection, because what I've seen is that many times people don't want to talk about protection.
Sure.
They're like, oh, I'm going to live forever. I'm never going to get hurt, and I'm never going to get laid off. And it's this whole things of nevers. And I always remember they say never. So we want to make sure. And so we will sit down to evaluate that. And part of this, G, when we're talking about it, is also giving them guidance to listen. You're going to want to talk to an attorney. You're going to go want to make your will, your healthcare proxy, your power of attorney set up. But we want to make sure all three of these work together. And I would say a majority of our clients are operating in the SIP program.
Yeah.
And we're seeing phenomenal results because they're having that confidence. They're having that sleep good at night. I know I'm making the right decisions. And I love because they just call and they say, hey, listen, about to make this decision. Can I run this by you? Which is exactly what you need to be doing with your financial planner.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I say about protection is, you know, unfortunately, when protection is needed, hopefully you have it.
Right.
But it's usually a tough day. And protection planning is, you don't want to make a bad day worse.
Yeah.
And solid financial planning allows for you to make sure that when those things do happen, and unfortunately they will, we are in a place where we don't have to worry about finances while you're mourning off the loss of a loved one or the loss of a job, disability, whatever it may be.
And that's so, and I'll just one last thing on that. It's so important because I see so many individuals where when one person passes away, and this is of my older generation clients, their pension, the money that was coming out to them, old annuities that they were using now stop. And now we have the remaining spouse and we've got to be able to pick up the pieces. And that's why to me, it's so important to have that protection there that, okay, death of a loved one, this is now something else that's going to turn on financially for you. But let's kind of switch gears because that's our SIP program. And let's talk about the other ones that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. So the other kind of two on the menu, if you will, the first one is retirement transition and tax projection plan, which is a huge long thing. We can say retirement tax plan, RTP, whatever you want to call it, make it easier to say, which really is geared to the individual that says, you know what, George, my savings is good or my investments is good. Maybe you have an investment advisor, you really like them, and they're fine. And that's totally great. But there's a huge need, right, to talk about retirement planning.
Absolutely.
And the unknowns with retirement planning, whether it's all of the company benefits that you have, how are my taxes going to be impacted when I retire? When do I take Social Security? What happens with Medicare and my health plan now? I mean, all the different pieces of retirement transition that are in there. Mm-hmm. We also couple that with tax projections, which is the new piece to the Crystal Clear Finances office. And the tax projection is a way for us to really project out what your taxes will be like. We are not preparing your taxes. I'm not filing returns for individuals. We can work closely with your tax preparer, mm-hmm. your CPA, to go through it. But really, the tax projection allows us to understand what are you doing now and what does next year look like. And if there's a big transition, like retirement, mm-hmm. that's a great time to have that tax projection run so that way you know exactly what it's going to look like. I think of individuals who want to talk about Roth conversions is a big one, right? Taxes are low, let's convert to Roth. Okay, well, how is that going to impact my taxes? Should I do more or less this year, next year, over the course of many years, right? So the tax projection allows us to do that. So if you're an individual who may not even need the SIP right now or you're set there, let's have the conversation around retirement transition or just the tax projection plan. We can couple those together to make sure that we're taking all that into consideration.
And George, one of the things that I have found, that's, those were such great points, is the reason why we have this plan is because it's in such demand.
Yes.
Individuals are literally coming to me and saying, I'm retiring in 2 years. I'm scared. Mm-hmm. Those are the words they're using. I'm scared because I don't know, A, if I've done enough, mm-hmm. if I have enough, if I'll live too long, and I'm not sure what the tax consequence is going to be. I don't know what my cash flow is going to look like. I don't know.
Yeah.
And when we can put this plan together, and what I love, just kind of envision this for those of you listening, envision this in your mind. It is a spreadsheet that's easy to read, that literally says, okay, here is year one. Here's where you're retiring. This is the money that's going to come from your Social Security. If you have pension, here's where it's going to come. And here's the amount of taxes on it. And then what do you need to have? And you might say, well, Crystal, I need, I don't know, $100,000 is what I want to live on. Mm-hmm. Let's just do for a round number. And so we look at that and they say, well, if your Social Security is this and your pension's this and you want $100,000, hey, well, you're like $50,000 short or whatever the number is. And we begin to show step by step, well, are we going to take it from your old 401k, which we've rolled over into an IRA? Mm-hmm. Are we going to take it from your Roth? And we begin line by line to tell you this is where we should take it from and show you the tax consequences to be able to prove that you will have the resources needed in retirement.
Yeah, and that's really key. And I think this is where the average person goes, this is when I need an advisor, right?
Yes.
Is for the retirement piece. But it is really true. I mean, more than anything else, you know, the retirement transition is a huge unknown transition and people have tons of questions. And mm-hmm. so what we do as advisors is, again, this is why I love being a CFP and doing comprehensive planning, is because we're not just pulling your investments and going, yeah, hopefully you can take 5% a year and that's enough. It's really hands-on planning with a real projection that says, okay, here's what you need. Mm-hmm. Here's what you have. Here's the taxes. How do we make your life work when your income stops? And now your income is coming from other assets. And so that's exactly what the retirement transition piece is. And the tax projection is, you know, even if you're not retiring, we can run you a tax projection just to know, hey, you know what, I got a big bonus this year, or I have some stock awards from a company that I need to plan for. I mean, what are the pieces to the puzzle? More often than not, we're coupling them together because it's a huge change with retirement and taxes are important in that conversation.
Well, and what I like as well, George, is that I'm seeing that people will say, but what if I took Social Security at this age? How would it impact? So we can run numerous what if scenarios based on what their concerns are.
Yeah.
So what if this what if my loved one dies? Okay, what would that ramification be? And we can look at all these different things. Then once we have it in place, and this is what I think is so cool, George, is not only can we get everything positioned, but this is not only before retirement, but while you're retiring, before, during, and after. Is that a better way to say it?
Yeah.
It's leading up to it. It's the day they pull the trigger and say, I'm doing it. I'm retiring. And then it's where I see a lot, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's usually 2 years before the year you retire and then 2 years after that, because there's so many moving parts that you're trying to get used to. Maybe one spouse worked a year longer till they finally settle in that groove.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the conversation, or when a client comes in, we've talked to them for a while, a few years, maybe even longer, and then you walk out of your office and you go, congratulations, you did it, you retired.
Yes, yes.
I love hearing the congratulations, because that is a monumental moment.
It's huge.
And now, not only are we planning beforehand, right? A solid financial plan also comes with monitoring that financial plan. And so it's not just, hey, this is what you need to do to retire. And then it's in retirement. It's okay. How do we actually file the paperwork? How do we get all the assets we need? And then during retirement, it's setting up and monitoring the plan of, here's the assets I have. How do I make that work? Let's make sure that all the pieces are falling into place.
And that's one of the things that we saw through COVID, is that we were able to say, okay, so there's an income stream that at the beginning of the year, the clients were on track. We were going to be taking it out of their IRA. And then we said, oh, so with everything going on, what do we want to start taking it out of the safe money? Mm-hmm. Now, we know that when we do the planning, we go ahead and we set money to the side so that we're not having to sell at a loss. You know, every 3 months we're like, oh, we need to refill the bucket so you can take money out. But what I love, George, is that not only can we run what if scenarios, not only can we get individuals into retirement, but it's the year by year, hey, what's changed in your life?
Yep.
What are the goals? And then what's changed in our economy?
For sure. And economic factors play into financial planning so much. And so we have to look at every piece to it, not just how your life is changing, but how is your life affected by the things we can't control, and allow for us to make sure that that plan is in place. I think of when the market's down and you retire, you know, or ready to retire, you know, making sure if the SIP plan is in place, now you can retire in a sound financial state and then put all of that together. And that's, to be honest, if I can segue, exactly what the comprehensive plan is, right? So the third option in the menu is we have a comprehensive financial plan that allows for both, right? And so now we can not only say, okay, I need the SIP, or I need the retirement, maybe I need all of the above, and we can build a comprehensive plan that does all of those different pieces, and we can monitor that plan year over year to allow you to make sure that the SIP is taken care of, your savings, investment protection is looked at, your retirement questions are taken care of, your tax planning is there. It's all of the above. That's where the comprehensive plan fits into all this as well.
And that's where when we sit down and we talk about the fact that we want our clients to have confidence, I mean, when you have this type of information in there, if when you have a team that's around you that can sit down and talk to you and work out the plans and walk you through it, and that's what I think is so key, because plans change even in retirement. Most people think that the plan is to get to retirement. No, now you're there. Now you got a whole new set of plans, whether you're RVing across the country or whatever it is. What I love is our SIP program, our retirement tax transition and tax projection plan, our comprehensive financial plan. All of them are designed that our clients have peace of mind.
Yep.
Our clients have a team that's working with them, and they have that confidence, George. That just fires me up. I'm so excited. And I just am going to just say thank you so much for working with us to take this out of our brain that we had. We were doing it in our everyday action, and now we've got it on paper.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage our listeners, give us a call at 518-433-7181. If you'd like to see our menu, if you want to sit down with us and say, hey, where's the first step for me? We would love to be able to walk through this with you, have you confidently choose the steps that's right for you. We'll give you our insight. We'll give you our guidance. But together, let's work to create a situation, a financial plan that you can be confident in. Well, George, I'm looking at the clock. You know what's happening now. We got about 30 seconds. So thank you so much for being with us here today.
Absolutely. I always love it. Thank you so much.
And I want to encourage our listeners to join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you, and God bless.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances.
Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.